Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Helene Litson Show. I am your host, Helene Litson. Today is April 9th, 2014. And joining me today as my favorite wingman and my most amazing co-host, we have CJ Miller. Hi, CJ.
Hey, Helene. And hello, everybody. It's so great to be back on the air tonight and with my best friend and long-time colleague, Helene. You're my favorite, so always wonderful to be here with you. Thanks for having me.
I love it. I'm so glad you're here with me. It's amazing because cool. I'll tell you right now, today, this show, we were to have Matthew Cosell and Jamie Alvarez Acosta as our special guests, and I can't reach them. They are not on the board. They are not here at the studio. And so I'm actually so grateful and glad that you're here to talk with me right now. Or, I don't know what I would do. Maybe I would just talk. I'm not sure. But here we are, and I'm hoping that Matthew Cosell and Jamie Alvarez Acosta get my messages and call in. But in the meantime... Here we are. I'm delighted we're here like this. And I know. And it's been an interesting day. Hasn't it? How was your day, by the way?
An interesting day. Well, it's been a good day. I've been really... it's been kind of a time of sleep deprivation for me this past week. So I was tired today, but I could not nap. I just kept... I just was actually listening a lot to, this is going to sound a little vain, but listening to the show I did last night with Franco De Nicola.
And it was a great show.
Thank you.
I listened to it too.
And I'm not trying to set myself up for a plug, but really, it was a great show.
I think that you should. Let me tell you something. It was a great show because there were so many interesting nuggets about things that were going on. And you could find that show on Claudia Helmke's wall.
Claudia Helmke Miller. Claudia Helmke Miller on
Claudia
Facebook.
Claudia Helmke Miller on Facebook.
Also,
it's
the CJ Miller show. They could probably, it's very easy. Yeah, the link is right there. But yeah, Franco was really so on. It was really intense, information. And so I'm really taking that in. You know, I'm really feeling like nowadays it's just, you got to get rid of all the programs. It's all about letting it go, letting go of the last of it, and so that we can. Did you see that somebody came? What do you think about this number of the 661?
I think that is Matthew Cosell.
Yeah, let's check that out. Why don't
let's
you check
take
it out?
A peek.
Yeah,
Matthew Cosell, is this you? Hello.
Hello, 661.
I don't hear anybody. Hello?
You're with us on live. Don't be shy. You're on the Helene Litson Show.
He is not shy. If this was Matthew Cosell, and he is not shy, so he would say hello, everybody. So either we don't have a proper connection with him, or I don't know. But okay. So anyway... If that is
you,
Matthew, I guess I would suggest calling from a different number or trying again because it's not coming through. We don't hear anything. Anyway, Anyway, CJ, that
bummer.
Was good. At least maybe that is. I know. I would love to
let's
see
turn,
Matthew Costell and Jamie
Do
Alper.
You want to turn that one off? Maybe you should turn off 661 because I think there's some sound coming from it, even though there's nobody
I'll
talking.
I'll put that back. And
okay, the sound
Matthew
is better
Costell.
Now.
Matthew Costell, send me a little message on Facebook or a little message on Skype and let me know where you're at. That would be great. And
yeah.
In the meantime, I want to tell you, I've listened to that show with you and Franco Di Nicola, and the parts to me, I liked when we were talking about alignment. I really thought it was interesting. What got me thinking about is that plane flight from Malaysia, and I even talked with a friend about that today. Because really, I mean, for people that are tuning into the alternative news, when they're asking about, you know, what happened to that plane, you know, there was a free energy type of program that was being patented, and four of the people that had that patent were supposedly on the plane, and that the final person that had the rights to that patent or had a piece of that patent was a company that was owned by Jacob Rothschild. And so all over the alternative news is the story of how this was just a way of getting rid of those people that were harnessing the free energy. And so when we listened to Franco's view about that.
It's totally different.
That actually was totally different. I was trying to see how I resonated with that. I mean, because basically, and maybe you could even say this better, I got the impression that Franco was saying that there was some type of foul play in terms of like some kind of nuclear weapon or something, a weapon of mass destruction or something really icky on that plane, and it went into another dimension or alternative reality. I don't understand that. Maybe you can you can clarify what he meant.
Okay. I can, as best as I can, because this is not something that I really focused on it all before the question came up. I barely heard of it, roughly, you know, like a little bit from the news, which I don't watch, the regular news. I mean, I thought all the information was from the main, I don't know what the mainstream media has been saying, but according to Franco, what he said was that there was some kind of, that there was people on the plane who had created or were in the process of creating some kind of tool for electronic warfare. I'm not sure, maybe he's talking about like computerized something or other. And I guess I'm assuming that it was supposed to bring the plane down. Or maybe be something like a 9-11, I don't know, maybe something like a 9-11. He didn't really go into details. He just said there was some kind of, what I took it as was like a weapon of some sort, something for mass destruction. And that by the benevolent beings that were, I'm assuming, not of human origin, that they basically took them out, put them into another dimension. And he said something about perhaps being in another dimension in the earth. And then he stopped. So I took that as maybe they went into the inner earth, perhaps. I mean, we've all heard stories.
I don't know, you know,
when
we think about reality, reality and the nature of reality, it's interesting because there are so many different perceptions, and every single one of them is right when somebody believes something with all their heart. Of course it's right to that individual. I'm not even sure what I think about it, but I do have some interesting news. I think that we do have our guest on the air after all. Let me take a peek. I don't understand what's going on with this.
Hi.
Okay, so
do you hear the phone
ringing?
Is this
Matthew Costell? Yeah. Whose phone is ringing?
Yes. Hi. Let me see if I can end.
Jamie.
Hi, Jamie. Okay, here we go.
Hello.
And so
Hi.
Is this Jamie? Hi, Jamie.
I am
How
Jamie,
are you?
Yeah.
I am
really
so happy.
Good.
To
really good. Thank you.
I am so happy to meet you. This is our first time.
My pleasure. I feel really, really happy too. Thank you for the opportunity.
Matthew, I am delighted. I am delighted that you could be on with us. I mean, and you are, I've actually, Jamie, read about you doing the tours with Matthew and in Peru.
This call has been automatic voice messaging system. 604-354-7377.
Okay. So I'm not sure what's going on. I know Matthew Cosell is trying to get on the show somehow right now. I'm happy we have you. There was two numbers.
I listened to the voice of Matthew. I think he's trying to be connecting right now.
Okay. He's not on right now, is there? Let's hold that one.
There's one that's on and there's one that's not on. There's two of the same exact numbers on the board.
Yeah.
You see that?
So here we go. I shut that off. I shut both of them off the board, and I know Matthew is calling in. But we do have Jamie Alvarez on the line. Jamie,
hi, CJ.
And you have my co-host on. My co-host is CJ Miller, who is with us today too. And I want to tell our listeners a little bit about you too. Jamie is a traditional healer from Cusco, Peru, and he's been trained and initiated in the wisdom teachings of the northern coastal region and southern Andean region of Peru. What is it, Jamie, what does it mean to be an Andean wisdom keeper? What does that entail?
It's a big honor. It's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful path, but also coming with a lot of responsibilities, no? So my master, my ancestors say, the elders say for me, you know what, you like to curve this path, you like to be a wisdom keeper, so please, you know that you have a lot of responsibility for what you like to share, for what is your mission, and how you need to share this sacred knowledge. So more in this time that the people is a little, try to finding answers for different questions or different realities in life, and try to find the answers in their own way sometimes. Sometimes, in my case, we try to go and be more connecting with the traditions. And in the way of the traditions where we receive answers that not just for us, you know, for our community, you know? So it's coming this process with so much responsibility. My elders say, you know, the sacred knowledge is heavy, and it's like a big backpack that you need to carry. So the only way to be a little lighter, no, to feel less weight, less heaviness, is to share. So you need to share. And you need to share not what you know, because everyone knows something. You need to share who you are, show what is your heart, and how you bring medicine and energy, and you bring a message. And whatever you need to say, somebody need to listen and receive exactly what this person need. Not maybe what the person like, but what the person need. And this is part of being a wisdom keeper, no? Have the responsibility to share. But know what the person like, you know what the person needs. Sometimes it's different, no? Sometimes we don't like what we need.
It's interesting because you are basically, I know you talk about, or I read in your bio, that you're committed to the service of love through ceremony, through ritual, through healing practices. And you're talking about helping people, giving them what they need. And I guess I'm asking too, and CJ, is that you on the other line with that with the sound. Is that you? It's Matthew? It's Matthew?
That's Matthew.
Are you on?
Yes, I'm
you
here.
Have
Matthew is here, too. Oh, my goodness.
Yay.
What an, we have, what an interesting.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, goodness gracious me. This has been an interesting way to start the show. How about that? I am so happy all our guests are on. Now, Matthew, I have two different lines, so I'm going to see. Could you? I know I'm doing the sound and everybody is here listening. I'm not sure which one is you. So can you speak for
okay.
a second? Count it
Hi,
down. I'm
well,
so sorry.
I am so happy to be here with you and to share this time with everyone who's listening. It's an honor to be here. It's an honor to work with Jamie. We've known each other for almost 5 years now, and it felt like an instant connection or a reconnection when we met. He's definitely a brother, and you can just feel this man's heart through his words, probably over the air. I sure felt his heart the moment we met. Mm.
So where exactly did you meet? Like, how was the meeting?
I was invited in Vancouver, British Columbia, to come play for a healing circle with a friend of ours named Maxima, who lives in Hawaii. Maxima is a very wonderful healer. And Maxima and I had not met in person yet, but she told me later that she tuned in and felt like she could work with me. So we met, and it was in a private home. There's probably around 15 or 16 people there, and Jamie and his partner Star were there as well. And so Maxima does this beautiful energy transmission and guided meditation and group healing. I played music while she was doing that and did my chanting and whatnot. Afterwards, when it was over, Jamie pulled me aside. He says, come here. The masters I work with say, you need to come to Peru. So I got a chill, from my crown down my spine. And I had always wanted to come to Peru, and there was my official invitation. So I knew it would happen. And so here we are. We've been
good friends
ever
since. Oh, this is nice. And Jamie was starting, while we were trying to get you on the air, Jamie was starting to tell us a little bit about himself, what it was to be an Adian Wisdom Keeper. And I was commenting on how, I guess obviously when you went to Peru, you were also part or conducted these kind of services or this kind of ceremonies or rituals, or did you work together in doing that, or you did the music and then he led the ceremonies?
Yes, in fact, we do that in here up in Canada as well. When Jamie is visiting here, in different formats and types of ceremonies, and so while we're in Peru, of course, we're visiting the sacred sites and temples, and I brought. A good contingent of my instruments with me, and so we could bring in that element of the sacred sound as it comes through me to the setting of the temples, the beautiful energy and spirit that comes through these places and through the ancient ceremonies that Jamie conducts. It's such a beautiful combination, and Jamie could speak to this as well, but I think it's in some respects, a fulfillment of the prophecies of the eagle and the condor reuniting, because I'm obviously a North American and coming down to this sacred land and these sacred places and working with a true wisdom keeper of this ancient lineage. It's powerful beyond words. It's more than I can really convey in words, but it's, I have to say, it's very humbling, and I feel like I'm still processing, you know, what I received on this journey just last year.
They say, you know, we're talking. I too, and I know CJ. I told you that maybe you're next. I just have to ask this one quick thing, which is this. I want to know what is exactly, or I'm trying to put my finger on what the ancient wisdom, or what it is. What is this information that transforms people? Is it about the nature of who we are and what we're meant to be, our mission, or is it about our history and where we came from, or as mm-hmm. human beings, as a species? What is it?
Mm-hmm. It's everything and nothing together, Princess. No?
Mm-hmm.
Everything because, you know, what I say always for my students, I say, you like to be a spiritual person, so you need to study the signs that supporting the spirituality. No? You like to be a spiritual, so study the science that supporting the spirituality. What is the science that supporting the spirituality? If we like or don't like, it's no matter. But the science that supporting the spirituality is the traditional science. The traditions, the ancestors investigate in a spiritual way everything that we now discover in one way or in another way. Our elders, our ancestors, be more advanced of what we're thinking, of what we believe. These guys create huge temples, huge realities that we don't have the capacity to imagine. So part of go deep in the traditions is open your mind. Open your mind to huge possibilities. And the more that you go into the tradition, into the legends, into the essence of your community, of your people, the more that you are connecting with you. The more that you recognize who you are. Because you don't be just this simple human. You are something more bigger, something more beautiful, something more stronger. And if you find in this essence, you are ready for the next step, for the next opening. But the danger part in this moment, according my own view, my own reality, the danger part for the humanity right now is open to another understanding with no roots. For this reason, part of the traditions shows to the people that need to create roots, need to be grounding into the Mother Earth. And later you exploring, we go really deep and exploring universe and connecting with another form of beings. But we need to know who we are. No? So this is part of the wisdom keeping that I bring to the community here in North America. For this reason, we go in these legends, no? Leave the legends, that is the eagle and the condor fly together. But fly together,
wow.
We need to reconnect, reconciliate, and realize that our traditions is just one. If we put the traditions together, you know, Princess, I really love how it's connecting perfectly with nothing that is disagreement or nothing that is opposite. Everything connects perfectly. So the traditions for the north and the south, the traditions of the eagle and the traditions of the condor, give a new understanding for the humanity. For this reason, it's important this time. We need to work in this way. And for this reason, we create also this experience, this beautiful pilgrimage. Oh, sorry, my pronunciation is not so good in this word. But we create this fantastic opportunity for the people of the eagles come to the south and be in the land of the condor and learn and rescue, because you don't return, you don't go to another place, you return home. No? Mm. So when you return home, you're connecting yourself with your home in the south and live and expanding and opening your realities. For this reason, Matthew says something beautiful. I continue to process in what I receive. Of course, because we always say, come to my land is like a big buffet. You need to eat. And that digestion coming when you return home. But don't be worried to make that digestion in the Andes. Just enjoy and feel happy.
Wow.
And in this way, you're finding more clarity.
Beautiful message. I have to say, your energy melts my heart. And I love what you said.
Thank you, Pilsa.
Open to another understanding with no roots. And reconnect with the traditions of the eagle or the condor. So obviously, what's it like for you when you come up to Vancouver and you're not in the Andes? It's totally different, huh?
Yeah, it's my home. You know, the first ceremony that you need to do when you arrive to one land is create one offering, offering your life, offering yourself in honor to this land, because what the ancestors believe is that the land have a one soul, one spirit. We call to this spirit Apus. No? The spirit of Apu Vancouver, for example, no? The spirit of Vancouver. And we come in and ask and give an offering for Apu Vancouver. And Apu Vancouver opened the door and received me and supporting me in my process here in this land, no? And it's beautiful. It's really connecting. In many ways, it's the same. You know, now the spiritual point of the Mother Earth changed from the Himalayas to the Andes, no? So the new vibration, the new spiritual leaders, the new knowledge, the new spiritual point is in the Andes. But the Andes is not just South America. Coming from South America to North America, so we are in the same piece of land. We are in the same vibration. Now the Andes is all this big. The Rocky Mountains is part of the Andes. So we are in all this spine, the vertebras of the Mother Earth. No? So it's beautiful when you're connecting with a different vertebra, different energy point, but it's the same energy. The same vibration.
Unbelievable. I have to say, I like what you said, the land is one spirit. And I had an interesting thing happen to me. I'm moving to Kauai. I'm actually letting all my things go. And I sold a house, and I'm moving to Kauai. And something strange happened to me the first time I came to Kauai. I went to Ka Beach, which is right by the right on the Kalalau Trail, and I went in the water and I looked in the mountains and I fell to my knees and I connected deeply with the mountains and became really one with that mountain and the ancestors that were there. And after that happened, on that island, everything continued to flow for me perfectly. And then as you're speaking and you're saying that the land, it's connecting to the land and the spirit, and you're connecting to it there in Vancouver the same way you do it, and you're actually, you're like carrying, you're actually literally carrying the energies of the Andes up to Vancouver.
Of course.
Also.
In one way, yes. Of course.
Hmm.
You know, we try to teach one beautiful thing now with my students is to have reverence for who you are. reverence, this is the only energy that opens the doors. If you don't have reverence for the place that you be, you don't have the permission to be there. For this reason, it's important how the native people in North America teach about protocol. This part of ask for permission to be there, what you say, you go underneath and connecting with the land, this is one permission. And this is part of the protocol. Ask for permission before you go. When you arrive to the new home, ask for permission for the new home too and say, thank you for receiving me here and give me the permission for being here in your space. So we recognize that everything is energy. Everything has one soul.
That's exactly what happened with me. That's exactly what happened with me and how I kind of moved into that way. It was just a knowingness inside that's what I should do. Nobody really trained me on that. But it's very interesting. That just reminded me of that when you were talking about, when I asked you about how it was in Vancouver. Oh, my goodness. I am like, your energy actually puts me in a low, and I could feel like your expanded spirit. What a beautiful combination you are with Matthew Cosell, who I've loved for a long time.
I know Matthew, you know, for me it's such a big honor to be with Matthew in Peru, because he have this reverence in the heart and he have this gift that is open the spaces with this reverence, and the voice that he have and the music that he have is fantastic. I do some trips before for my own. And where the first time that came Matthew and we connect in there, the experience is expanding in 100% because it's such a beautiful man, such a beautiful energy, and just this energy, just this reverence open doors and open more doors of what I know. So for me too, it's a big learning being through with Matthew and sharing with the group. We all have a fantastic experience, honestly.
It's interesting because Matthew has a very similar power in his ability to move people with his throat singing and with the music that he plays, and obviously it's channeled through. And this kind of experience, and you talk about healing through ceremony and ritual and healing practices, and when you integrate Matthew's music, which is the most powerful, he is probably the most powerful musician that I have ever heard that had been able to open people up and take them on all kinds of journeys through his music. The combination of the two of you is unbelievable, and the energy through the roof on this call right now. I am in such a great state of mind, and I'm in a great space right now. I don't know, CJ, how do you feel? It's pretty nice.
I'm so relaxed. Yeah, it's very nice energy. I'm being all quiet here. It's beautiful.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
I remember, Matthew, I'd love to ask you a little bit, too, about yourself as a throat singer and a sound healer and a musical visionary, a little bit about you. And then I would love to hear a little bit more about how you and Jamie work together. But it's outrageous because I could feel it's like a multi-sensory approach to healing when the two of you come together, and I am blown away right now. So, Matthew, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Where would you like to begin? Where should I begin?
I guess we could start. I know we found you for the first time. We heard you on Symphony of Meditation,
yeah.
And that
awesome.
Was way back when. I think that was 2012? Is that how long ago that was?
2012, yeah.
And we've fallen in love with you and your music since back then, but we'd like to hear a little bit about what you'd like to share, and then a little bit more about how you and Jamie combine to create the ultimate healing transformational experience for those
yeah.
who you encounter.
Well,
encounter you.
I think, thank you. I think one of the most important points that we're touching on here is the aspect of grounding while we're moving into expanded states through whatever means. In these times we have available to us, you know, as the energy is shifting on the planet and humanity is evolving, we have the means to expand our consciousness in many ways. It's so critical to be grounded while we're doing this. And in order to integrate what we're tapping into, otherwise it can become an escape mechanism, and it doesn't serve us if we are not able to remain grounded or to keep our connection to the earth. I really feel strongly we didn't come here to just transcend this reality or to escape to another realm. We are here to bring more of the totality of our being to this realm, to bring more spirit into physicality, to bring more awareness to the densest realms and to the densest aspects of ourselves. So that is, you know, one of the things that I really appreciate about Jamie is that he has that the knowledge and the practice, and that comes through his lineage and his being, of how to stay grounded and how to connect with the earth and with the ancestors through the prayers, through the state of being and that space that he holds. And it has always been a critical ingredient in how I approach my practice of sound healing and creating meditative music, to just do my best to stay in the physical while holding an expanded space for people to tap into. And it's something that I feel all light workers, energy workers, healers, and meditators, spiritual seekers, and spiritual practitioners, that we really need to be mindful of. It's like staying fully grounded, staying in touch with the physical realm, staying in touch with our bodies, and remembering that these bodies are serving us on this spiritual quest. And these bodies are from the earth. These bodies are part of the earth. We are children of the earth and children of the sky, children of spirit. We are that combination of spirit and matter, heaven on earth. The human being is a critical link in the evolution of consciousness. So that's the basis of my work, and it's just using slightly different words to explain what Jamie does. It's the same, different expression.
Hi, this is CJ Matthew. Hi. And I'm sorry, that was beautiful what you just said. And, I mean, that's a great compliment to what Jamie was talking about. And it's funny because I remember writing down grounding when he was talking, and then you brought it up again. And that really resonates with me, and I'm a healer. And that's what Matthew Bueno, who I work with, he was saying, you know, it's really important for everybody to be grounded, because so many of us were going up into these other realms. If you're not grounded, it can make you feel, it can make you kind of not feel so good, right? I mean, it can make you off balance. And I find that when I listen to your sound healing, it is so grounding at the same time. There's something about that the reverberation of, you know, the vibration. Is there something that is very grounding in working with the sound that does, you know, kind of penetrate?
Well, certainly consciously directed sound penetrates all the realms and all dimensions. Everything that is in the physical universe is a form of vibration. That's ancient knowledge, and that has been also verified, you know, to the best of our abilities through quantum physics. Again, it's the intention, though, I think, more than the sound. The sound is the tool. The sound is the and the music is the expression of the intention. And so, yeah, I again, it's that the prayers and the intention, the awareness of the oneness of everything and the connection to the earth. And I know that we are one and that we are not disconnected from spirit. It is here with us all the time. And that, you know, like you say, if we are not grounded and we expand our consciousness, we go into, you know, expanded states, we're no longer rooted like a strong tree. We become that disconnected leaf blowing in the wind. And what does that serve for us to just float around and not be integrated here and now?
Right. Yeah, definitely doesn't. It's serving, because here we are on the earth. We are human beings. We are part of the earth, and it, you know, it feels good. I'm very naturally a very grounded person, but I know for a lot of people, a lot of light workers, that they say that they're not naturally really grounded. So it's nice to have a mix of people. I find that. So, like, what I'm intrigued about right now, Matthew, and listening to both of you, is you have such a different yet complementary energy, which is really nice. And so I'm wondering, how is it that the two of you work together when you do these sacred retreats? Can you tell us a little bit about the process of how you combine your gifts to serve?
Well, I think it begins with our prayers and the intention that we hold. You know, that's the foundation. And there's it's the inner world that you know, our hearts are harmonized in our intention. And our mission, I guess you could say. And so from that, it's easy, you know, even though we come from different traditions, you know, I'm just an American, you know, North American, you know, I've had a, you know, humble beginnings. You know, I've lived through many expressions of my shadow side in this incarnation. You know, it's amazing to me that I'm here now and able to do the practices that I am able to share and to work with people like Jamie. Coming from the deepest core, that's where that provides a foundation for us to work from, and to you know, when Jamie is performing a ceremony, it might be what he calls a despacho offering, and he can describe it probably, I'm sure, better than I can, but it's an offering to the earth. And and when I play my music as the despacho is being prepared and as the ceremony is occurring, it's just a natural harmonization that happens energetically, and we just flow together. I might, when the music, there's a pause in the music, then Jamie speaks, and he might speak even over some of the music, and it just works together naturally. Right. You know, the first time that we did this together, I had never, you know, worked with someone in this in particular ceremony before, mm-hmm. so I didn't know exactly how it was going to go, but it felt effortless. There was no struggle on my part or Jamie's. It just naturally came together. So,
mm-hmm. Like it was meant to be. Like
it was meant to be.
Yes.
That's
yeah.
Well, it's amazing. Well, what, some people have... Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. So I say that what I find and what I feel when we're working together is Matthew put the people to in another reality, in another way, you know, open the doors and and the people go. Follow the music, follow the harmony, and we... In energy, we open doors, no? And also, I am a healer, so where Matthew go and follow the doors that we open with Matthew, also I working in the body, I working in some of the challenges that the person have, some of the blockages that the person have. So more or less, this is the style of combination that we do, no? For this reason, where the person return to the conscious, have another perception of the body, feel more light, feel more stronger, more empowered, because we do these things together.
You
more
do like
less,
when
it's,
you're... You're going to have another one of these retreats coming up pretty soon in October where you're going to be taking another trip together to Peru. And... when we think about what kind of person that would be right to come on this trip or would be a good match for what you do, would they have some understanding of, I guess two things. Do you, first of all, I hear that you're also like a healer too, and with the sound, do you actually do some kind of hands-on healing, or there's some kind of like, do people get seen individually too, or is it just a collective healing along with the music?
No,
we both
go ahead,
Matthew. Oh, I was just say we both do hands-on healing as well, and offer individual sessions along the way, and so I come from the from a background as a massage therapist and energy worker. You know, I've trained in Reiki, polarity balancing, reconnective healing, Qigong. To me, all those, they're kind of catchphrases now, because to me it's all like a continuum of energy, and the sound is energy. The touch is energetic. I have physical techniques, but to me it's all a continuum of interaction with another person to help them find balance. And Jamie has his approach, which is different from mine, but totally complementary. And so I'll let Jamie talk a little bit more about how he works with people individually as well there. Go ahead, Jamie.
Okay. So, well, we have a healing sessions. It's no one specific technique, because it's nothing that that the ancestors put in a course, no? It's not like a Reiki or things, but it's also everything too, no? So we have one special style of technique that is that we use to supporting the people in the healing sessions. And also the process there is... I say, what style of people need to come? The people that be ready to one huge transformation in his life. Because, and this is, I am 100% sure what is this process. Because I always say for the people, be conscious about who you are right now, where you are right to prove. And I ask the same question before the people go. Be conscious now of who you are. The things, the vision of life, the reality of life change 100%, because we don't just do this stuff in the ceremony. We go for one pilgrimage, so we go and all the trip is one process. and we focus in this process individually, because sometimes we're talking one by one and sharing what is the reality and connecting and try to give us to direct the ceremonies. There is a group ceremonies in the way that the person needs to develop things or open the capacities. So it's really unique form of work, no? Because it's not just in ceremonies where we go and visit the temples. We sending message for everyone, and we talking with in a personal way with everyone too. So a little by little, we know the understanding, the process of each person. So, and we supporting this process for each person, no?
What an amazing trip. Wow.
If I can add as well. Yeah, one very clear perception I had upon arriving to Peru, and I started to feel it before I left Canada, and also some of the other people in the group felt this as well. I felt like when I went to Peru, I was also taking with me my family, my friends, my circles, my community, everyone I've ever known, everyone I've ever spoken with, everyone I've ever touched, everyone I've ever come into indirect contact with, all of my ancestors. I felt like all these people were behind me and receiving what I would receive or what would be, like I was becoming a lens for all of these people, all my relations, just by showing up here in Peru in this sacred journey and going to these temples and portals, these sacred places, and taking part in the ceremonies and the prayers. It was not just my transformation, but it was something that was going to all these people in my life and in my lineage and in my past and in my DNA chain. It's quite profound.
Wow. Like a soul family trip. And it probably is going to be like that again when you go back to Peru in October, and people that are meant to go and people that are meant to connect with soul family will be on that trip again. I mean, it's amazing how that happened. So that I could really feel that, Matthew, because, and nothing happens by accident, too, the way that the two of you came together for the entire process. And I know Jamie has a limited time, too, so I wanted to know, before I ask for any closing remarks, I wanted to know, what are some of the highlights of your last trip, so that people that are naturally drawn to come will feel that if they belong there.
The highlights. Well, yeah. Okay. I'd say the whole thing was a highlight, but I'll just touch on a few of them. Cusco. Just being in Cusco, what an amazing city, and the energy and the vibrancy of the people and the music there. I remember hearing this from my hotel window. We were staying a few blocks from the central square in the town, and you could hear in the distance music and drumming, like sometimes through the night. The going to Machu Picchu and feeling the presence there. Interestingly, for me, one of the highlights of Machu Picchu was not Machu Picchu itself, but there's a mountain across the valley and across the river from Machu Picchu. It's called Putacusi. She's a feminine mountain, so pristine, so beautiful, so unique in her shape. And she was so considered so sacred that they wouldn't even build a temple on her. And to me, she felt like this giant magnet. And I just wanted to just fly off the mountain and into her arms. Putacusi, you know, I still almost well up with tears just thinking about her. Tinahani Valley, we camped overnight and had a beautiful ceremony there. And in the morning, we went for a little walk among these amazing, amazing rock formations, which actually there's a picture on my Facebook timeline, my personal page of the Tinahani Valley where we were camped out. On that walk in the next morning, this melody started to ring in my head, and it just kept repeating and repeating, and eventually I started to hum it, and then I started to sing it, and I realized later that I was being gifted with this song. You know, I can't say definitively, if was it the ancestors, was it the spirit of the land, was it, you know, something I'm remembering. All I know is a gift from this experience, as part of this experience, and I'm going to record it and put it on my next album. So that was definitely a highlight. Going to the jungle for this is my first time to see the rainforest and to experience that energy and that presence, the lungs of the earth, and to be on a tributary to the Amazon River. You know, I don't have words for it, but hopefully you can feel the emotions behind it. Those are just a few highlights. And wow. You know, I know Jamie has much more to share about that too.
Well, for me, after traveling to all these places for many times, now, but it's always like the first time. It's never the same. Because, you know, the place is different, I am different too. Every time that I arrive to this land is unique. And also, I need to, the only word to describe all the trip is wow. Wow, for the beginning to the final part is wow. You don't have another form of describe what we live there.
This is like a transformational trip for people. Like, I know I just went on this retreat, and it was like deep emotional release for people. People were like sometimes crying and going through things to release what they had, but they felt very different and transformed by the end of the trip. Like, there was a lot of processing going on during the last retreat I went to, and that was in Kauai. But I'm wondering, maybe there's a different theme there. Is your trip more of just creating play spaces on Earth, a heaven on Earth experience, where people are just in joy, light, love space through the trip? Or is it a processing, transformational trip? This is my question.
Well, it's a process transformation trip, no? But imagine, it's possible for you go to one place, do the stuff, do the process, and transform yourself, no? In one retreat or something. Imagine come to one land, go in the same way, okay? For your own transformation, your own development, and your own process. And you come to one place and you go to the temples and do the process in the temples. Feel the energy there, processing everything, learn, and connecting. No, so we do this style of, this is the style of, for this reason we don't say tours, we don't say trips, we say peregrinages. I don't know what is peregrinage, so you say, Matthew, please, correct me, this word.
Say it again.
I'm
not quite no comprende.
pilgrimage or something like this.
Think that you're saying that he's talking about purging or letting go of something.
No, he's saying it's a pilgrimage. It's a sacred pilgrimage.
Pilgrimage.
Sorry, my English is amazing.
Oh, no, that's okay. If I can also add, you know, each temple, each sacred place that we went to, they were all like a different flavor. And it's like drinking from a well that's just a slightly different flavor. It's all beautiful nectar. And another thing, Jamie is such a brilliant guide to go there with. Everywhere we went, Jamie, he has the spiritual knowledge, but he also has a lot of scientific knowledge. So he would give us the download for the left brain and the right brain, you know, each were satisfied everywhere we went. And so there's a lot of integration in that respect as well. You would get the linear understanding, facts and history revealed, and also the spirit, you know, could move through and felt like everything helped the heart to open everywhere we went, and in a different aspect. It's like finding new ways to expand the heart and deepen our understanding. And it took care of all logistics, you know. I felt so taken care of. Everyone, you know, felt very safe and cared for. And it was amazing how the group bonded together. We felt like family instantly. And, you know, we just always had a good bus driver. We always, our accommodations were fantastic, you know. It's not a luxury cruise, but we were very well taken care of, and that made it easier to just relax into enjoying the experience and putting our focus where we wanted it to be.
My last thing I wanted to say is, how would people find out more about this trip and the upcoming trip in October?
Jamie's website is childrenoftheseven rays.com, and it's the number 7, childrenoftheseven rays.com. I also have a link on my website, omshaman.com, on the event calendar. You know, just scroll down to October and you'll see the Sacred Journey to Peru, and I link to the page on Jamie's site with all the information about this trip, the sacred pilgrimage.
Now, I know that
thank you, Barbara.
We had... Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Jamie. Go ahead.
No, I say thank you for Matthew because it's really hard for me to pronounce this word. Eh?
Yeah.
But thank you to... Yeah.
I know we have some time constraints tonight, and I know that we are getting ready to wind it up. So I wanted to hear from Matthew, from Jamie, a closing message. I know personally, I was interested also to hear from either of you guys too. I know if there's time, I wanted to know what you thought was going on with the collective now. What you feel is happening now and what we're moving toward. And if that could be in any way, shape, or form included in your closing statement, I would love it.
Well, it's a mystery to me. I don't pretend to know where we are going to end up. But I feel like we are on the cusp of realizing our potential, and we're at a turning point in our collective history, in our collective journey. I remain an optimist that we can collectively manifest our highest vision as human beings and for life on Earth. I surrender the need to know how that looks like and how it unfolds. All I can, you know, what do I have? I have now. And all I can do is check where I'm at right now. How am I showing up? And it's an ongoing process. I'm not going to try to pass myself off as an enlightened being or a guru that people should follow. I'm blessed to have a gift that helps people in their journey and in their healing and their transformation. Boy, to me, that's a miracle. And if I can be grounded and present when I share that, then I'm happy and I feel like I'm fulfilling my purpose. So that's what I have to offer. I know Jamie has some words of wisdom to share as well. So I'll let you take over, Jamie.
Thank you, my will. Well, really, what you say is true. We don't know where we're going. Why we need to know everything? This is the question that I always say for the people. Why we need to know everything? No, so it's better don't know and go and walking because according to my traditions, it's interesting because the future is behind and the past is in front. If we go to one place, it's for our past. We live in our past in one way. You know, part of the humanity go now for a huge transformation, and I feel happy. Honestly, I feel really happy for how is the awakening of the humanity, you know, and how the humanity beginning to be a little more, maybe conscious about the Mother Earth and the spiritual world. What is the focus of this time? I think it's empower the humans. This is the focus. This is the medicine for the humanity right now. Empower the humans. And the only way to empower the humans is to realize that we are humans. And if we like or don't like, it's no matter. We are humans, and we are here, and we live here in this Mother Earth. And the most connecting that we are with the Mother Earth, the most free that we feel. Okay? Mm-hmm. So this is the energy, the message for the humanity is like this. And one I like to share something that is I received in one of the temples that is Tiahuanaco. I received in this temple one message that is, with no fears, look your internal world and walking with reverence and feel the power of your heart. That's it. This is one philosophy that we need to practice in the day of day. We have fears to look inside. It's easy to look outside and look the people and be critical too. It's a little more difficult to look in, but it's just you. You don't need to have fears about you. The most that you connecting with yourself, the most deep that you go, the most beautiful things that you find. So the humans need to go in this way, finding their own vibration, their own energy, their own light, because the illumination is not don't coming outside, it's coming inside. And this is what we need to show here, who you are, really who you are. Okay?
Thank what you. A great closing message. Wow. That's how I feel, too. There is nothing outside to look at. It's just looking within. So that was a great closing note. I am so glad you guys came on our show today. Thank you so, so much. Thank you, Matthew. Thank you, Jamie. Again, for those of you who are interested in taking a look about the retreat coming up or learning more about Matthew, you can go to omshaman.com. You'll find more about Jamie and his teachings on Children of the Seven Rays. Is that .com?
Yes.
ChildrenoftheSevenRays.com. I loved having you as guests. And I want to just again say thank you so much to CJ Miller, my fabulous co-host, for being my wingman and being my best friend and joining us on the air today, too. So thank you so, so much.
Oh, thank you for having me. I've been a little quiet, but
but loving being here on the show and being here with these fabulous men, this divine masculine men, and you know, just thank you so much for having me. And you know, Helene, you guys you're all wonderful. Much love.
Yeah, I want to close our show out with one of Matthew's songs. So this is my favorite one. I have now uploaded a whole bunch of Matthew's tunes, and every time that we're going to take a break on any of our shows, any time on the Helene Lipson Show, you will hear one of Matthew Cosell's pieces. But I'm going to close out tonight with my ultimate favorite, which is Grace. So thank you all for joining us tonight on the Helene Lipson Show. This is Helene Lipson saying love, light, and blessings to all. Namaste.
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 And gosh, I thought I was. Can you hear the music? I don't.
Yeah. Yes, I can hear it.
There it is.
Ah, there we go. Good night, everybody. Mm-hmm.
Good night.
Lots of love.
Good night.
Good night. Sweet dreams.
Love to all. Oh, bye.